Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Game, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's good to be with you, as always. It's good to be part of your day, and thank you for being part of mine. Mark Mayberry is our guest, and Mark is one of our top members of our Brain Trust. Been with me a long time now, and Mark's the author of a brand new book called Building the Dream Workforce. Mark, as I said earlier, is one of the guys who helps us make sure that we put our best foot forward in the marketplace. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Always a pleasure to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. And what you got on your mind today? What you got? What good news have you got for us today?
Well, I thought maybe we'd touch a little bit on the topic of your newsletter this week. I always enjoy your newsletter, and this was right on target because I find so many small business people looking in the wrong places for answers when if they just turn around and look in the right place, it's right there in front of them.
Well, it's the old "I can't see the forest for the trees" syndrome, isn't it? We get so caught up in the things that are right in front of us that we miss the big picture, don't we?
One of your examples was of the small business person that was so concerned about the big box stores and looking at the competition, and you know, losing sleep at night because the competition could do this, and he or she didn't have the financial resources, the people. My friend Scott Gross, who wrote the great book Positively Outrageous Service, tells a story in that book about when he worked for A&W Root Beer years ago, and he was one of the district managers, I guess, and he went into one of the stores, and all the guy could talk about was the new McDonald's that opened up across the street and how that was really just tearing his business up, and he thought he'd have to close his doors. And Scott excused himself and went out for a few minutes and came back, and he had a can of paint, and he told the guy he was going to paint his front windows black so that he would stop looking at the McDonald's and start worrying about his own business again.
Well, exactly. And the thing that gets me, Mark, and that I just won't stop talking about, I mean, this is one of my constant sermons, is that when we get up, I mean, I work in the real world just like you do. I know that when a big box company comes in, it affects the marketplace. There's no question that it has an impact on the marketplace, right? I mean, this is real world. There are going to be some changes.
And it doesn't even need to be a big box store. It could just be somebody that maybe you've had a little niche, and here's somebody else that's gone after that niche.
That's exactly right.
But it's a competition. Your eyes you get so frustrated by the competition that you forget all the good things you're doing.
Well, exactly, and especially, though, regardless of the industry you're in, the thing that I keep coming back to, as you know, Mark, is I keep saying, look, first off, everybody in your market is not a prospect for you.
That's
so
right.
Don't try to get everybody. Just get the people that you can take care of and who really want what you offer, which is to me, is not so much your product, but the way you deliver that product. Because you know, if you sell hamburgers or hats, there's somebody out there, and you're not very far away from you, who sells the same thing.
That's for sure.
And that's never going to change, is it?
It's not going to change. It's only going to get worse, especially with the Internet, because now people can go on the Internet and buy what you want, and probably at lesser of a price.
The main change that's happened to me, Mark, over the last 30 years, the only thing that's changed with regard to dealing with customers is if there ever was a time when we could take them for granted, and I'm thinking like maybe 1955, maybe we could have taken them for granted, but if there ever was a time, that time is not now.
No, that's for sure. Another place that I see people looking in the wrong places, Jim, is just what their state of mind is every day. There's so many people that are going in and they spend the entire day putting out fires. And when I do strategic planning sessions, so often they want to look at what's going wrong and where all the big challenges are, rather than sitting down for a few minutes and looking at all the things that have worked for them and figure out how they can do those even better. Mm-hmm. Take your strengths and build on those rather than sitting there just trying to, sure, you have to fix your problems, but when your focus is strictly on the problems that you're having, you lose momentum of the positive side of your business.
Right.
People sit there and they complain and moan, and boy, this happened and that happened, whether it's a competitor or maybe I've got a company out in California that's in the fireworks industry, and they just got hit with another environmental deal where they, you know, the legislators are after them all the time, and you just got to focus on the things you're doing right.
You know, exactly. And the thing, one of the things that I've found in my career, in my life, Mark, and as I've observed other people in the marketplace, is that there are two kinds of things that we don't like that come at us. One of them is our problems, and the other one are challenges.
Yes.
Now, problems are things, and what I like to think of is everything that looks like a problem, I assume that it's a challenge first, because a challenge I can ultimately turn into a positive. Now, there are things that are problems that maybe they never get better, but there are an awful lot of things out there that we think are problems initially that really are challenges that probably are nudging us toward another level of excellence.
That's right. I always like to look at both of those as opportunities.
Well, they can be, exactly. A challenge can become an opportunity. A problem, you know, I'm gonna admit that there are some things out there that are problems that are much more difficult to find the blessing in, and maybe you just have to work a little harder. But I guess what I was getting at, Mark, is I don't know how many times, and you probably had this happen too, I don't know how many times in my life something has happened to me that I thought was catastrophic. But I wouldn't give up. I didn't give up. And 6 months later, I would say, wow, was I fortunate that that happened?
Isn't that the truth?
And if it hadn't been pretty rude, I probably wouldn't have risen to the next level.
You'd have missed the signal.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It had to be something that was a little rude, that was kind of stuck its finger in my eye and said, you know, get off your duff and make this happen. If it hadn't been for that, I probably would have, you know, been languishing wherever I was and out of business by now.
Couldn't agree more, but the real secret to that, Jim, was the attitude you took when that challenge or problem attacked you.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't give up.
Yeah, and, you know, in small businesses, Mark, that comes across in two different ways. And I want to bring that up when we come back. We've got a break to take here. And when we come back, I want to talk about the two different ways that manifests itself. One of them is in our attitude, and the other one is in the fact that we can't help it.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about that right after these messages with our good friend Mark Mayberry, the author of Building the Dream Workforce, Mark Mayberry. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 20 after. We're back. It's 23 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. And the website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Mark Mayberry is our guest. He's the author of Building the Dream Workforce. Mark, tell us how we can contact you, please.
All you need to do is call my toll-free number, which is 800-394-6138, or you can visit my website, which is www.markmayberry.com.
All right, and tell us what we're going to find on your website.
Well, you'll find a list of the programs that I offer for my clients, a little bit about me, and some of the products that I have available for sale to teach you how to get your dream workforce to give that better service, what we call service with Shazam.
And Mark, the book is available there too, right? Building the Dream Workforce.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's all right there. So check that out when you get a chance, ladies and gentlemen. And Mark, we were talking about some of the way to face challenges when you get them. And
I was talking about two different ways.
Yeah, I was talking about a couple of reasons why I think that happens in small business. Number one is most of us have an innate desire to seek excellence, and so we're not going to give up. We want to keep working on our dream, and so that's one reason is for that. But the other reason is like the fox that was chasing the rabbit, and the rabbit hopped over a turtle, and Mr. Turtle said to Mr. Fox, I mean, to Mr. Rabbit, hey, Mr. Rabbit, are you going to make it? And the rabbit said, I got to make it.
That's right.
And so small business owners, you know, somebody asked me the other day if I was working hard. I said, I don't have a choice.
We
got to make it. And that really, and the thing is, Mark, is, you know, any given day, it could be either one of those. Today, I feel good, and I'm going to face this challenge with positive attitude. Tomorrow, I'm going to feel frightened, and I'm going to lick that challenge with a fearful attitude. It doesn't matter, but you got to make it either way.
Either way, you really have no choice, and it's certainly a lot easier when you face it with a positive attitude. But there are just times that, you know, you get hit from one side, and then you get hit from the other, and it just feels like it's you against the world, and you just have to. That's where, you know, our peers and our friends, we can find some comfort and some good advice when we just give them a call and let them share our challenges.
Well, and another thing, yeah, and I know you work on this with your clients, Mark. That's what the organization is for, isn't it? I mean, you tap into your organization. If you feel like you're looking down a dead end road, or you're worried that the light at the end of the tunnel is another train coming at you, you got folks around you. You can let them, you know, call them in or get with your team and talk to them about why they think that you know what you're doing is important.
Another good place to go is I'm a member of the National Speakers Association. I've got so many friends in that organization, and most of them are one- or two-person organizations, so they don't have a lot of people in their own company to turn to, but we can turn to each other within the association.
Right. So you've got a neighbor or people you've met in the Chamber of Commerce or whatever.
That's right.
The main thing is it doesn't have to be lonely at the top, does it?
No, not at all. And in turn, you got to be there for them when they need the help.
That's right. That's right.
And learn from each other.
That's something that small business owners are a little bit challenged about, Mark, because I'm concerned, and I believe this is true, that a lot of small business owners don't like to share those kinds of challenges, and if they have challenges, because they think it makes them look weak. And the truth is, I think it makes them look strong when they admit, you know what, I got something here I'm having a little difficulty dealing with.
Well, there again, I go back to the National Speakers Association. I joined it in 1990. And up until times got tough, back even before 9/11, it was pretty much, oh, business is great, I'm doing 1,000 speeches a year and all that. But we've had to get real with each other, because we know if somebody says, you know, business is wonderful and it couldn't be better, that they're not exactly telling us the truth. And it's really become a closer-knit organization since people were forced to admit the challenges that were out there.
You know, I'm glad you said that, Mark, because how many times have, you know, just regular business, before you were doing your professional speaking and training, you know, when you were in the garment business years ago, you know, you'd walk up to somebody at a conference or whatever, how's business? Oh, it's great, even though you knew it wasn't.
Isn't that the truth?
But you got to find people that will tell you the truth and that you can tell the truth to. You need to find those people, don't you?
That's for sure. In the National Speakers Association, there's 4,000 members or so, and most of those are real good people, but there are people that are in there just for themselves, and they're not going to tell you the truth, and you kind of have to seek out your friends like Scott Gross that'll tell you the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And are there for you, not just what they're going to get out of it.
Right. Well, you know, it's everybody is not going to be your best friend.
That's,
you know, everybody
sure
can't be. So you got to find those people that you can get close to, that you can share some of your fears with, and that you feel like you can do that confidentially too, don't you? You need to have that too.
Jim, I feel that you're that kind of friend for me, that I could call you up and discuss any challenge that I had at any time with you, and you'd help it out.
Well, I appreciate that, Mark. I mean, that's true. I agree with you, and I feel the same way. And it's so important, small business owners, for us, Mark, to have that kind of an outlet, that kind of a resource that we can call on. Otherwise, we just sort of lock ourselves up in our cave, and sometimes we don't come out of it.
That's for sure, and that's when the challenges get to be almost unsurmountable.
That's when they become those problems that eat us alive. And
oh, they just tear you up. You can't sleep. You can't eat. You just, the world's coming to an end.
Look for those answers, folks, in the right places. That's the key, and that's Mark's message today. Mark Mayberry, thank you very much for being here. Building the Dream Workforce, give us your website one more time.
www.markmayberry.com.
Mark Mayberry, folks, the author of Building the Dream Workforce. You can get that on his website, too, by the way. Thanks, Mark. See you later.
Thank you, Jim.
Mark Mayberry, he'll be back, I promise. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.